Brahman Swabrad, Kacharya, Sadas, Tibidesi, Bhaktivedan, Santra, Prabhupada, Kijai, Namajai, Dastar, Kurki, Jai, Premskaho, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nishan, and the Seed, Vedic, Gadara, Sri Gaur Bhaktivedan, Kijai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Gopa, Gopa, Shama, Kundu, Radha, Gopa, Gidi, Gopa, Tan, Kijai, Sri Vrindavan, Tan, Kijai, Navadup, Tan, Kijai, Ganga, Jamana, Tulsi, Bhakti, Devi, Kijai, Nanagori, Vaishnava, Vrindu, Kijai, Samaveta, Bhakti, Vrindu, Kijai, Gopa, Vrindu, All glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Granth, all glories to Shri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Vishnu Padaye Krishna Prasadaye Gurudeve Shri Mare Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Paschacha Desha Tarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Bhavan Candle 6 Chapter 5 Verse 15 Tat Sangha Brahm Siddhaishvaryam Samsarantam Akubar Yavat Tadgatir Abudasyeha Kimasa Karmabir Bhavet Tadgati, movements of the polluted intelligence. Abudasya, a one who does not know. Iha, in this world. Kimasatkama bhavet. What can be the benefit of performing temporary fruitive activities? Translation, Narada Muni also spoke of a man who is the husband of the prostitute. The Haryaspas understood this as follows. If one becomes the husband of a prostitute, he loses all independence. Similarly, if a living entity has polluted intelligence, he prolongs his materialistic life. Frustrated by material nature, he must follow the movements of the intelligence, which brings various conditions of happiness and distress. If one performs fruitive activities under such conditions, what will be the benefit? Purport, polluted intelligence is being compared to a prostitute. By that prostitute, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasaya Makabu here, those who are actually serious about are conducted by one kind of intelligence, namely intelligence in Krishna consciousness. Mahushaka Hinantascha Buddha Yo Vyavasayinam. One who is not fixed in proper intelligence discovers many modes of life. Thus involved in material activities, he is exposed to the different modes of material nature and subjected to varieties of so-called happiness and distress. If a man becomes a husband of a prostitute, he cannot be happy and similar in one who follows the dictations of material intelligence and material consciousness. He will never be happy. must judiciously understand the activities of material nature, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the bewildered spirit soul under the influence of the three modes of material nature thinks himself to be the doer of activities which are in actuality carried out by nature. Although one follows the dictations of material nature, he happily thinks himself a master or husband of material nature. Scientists, for example, try to be the masters of material nature life after life, not caring to understand this free person under whose direction everything within this material world is moving. Trying to be the masters of material nature, they are imitation gods who declare to the public that scientific advancement will one day be able to avoid the so-called control of God. In fact, however, the living being, unable to control the rulings of God, is forced to associate with the prostitute of polluted intelligence and accept various material bodies. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil among various species. But when fully engages in temporary fruitive activities and does not solve this real problem, what profit will he gain? Translation. If one becomes the husband of a prostitute, he loses all independence. Similarly, if a living entity has polluted intelligence, he prolongs his materialistic life. Frustrated by material nature, he must follow the movements of the intelligence which brings various conditions of happiness and distress. If one performs fruitive activities under such conditions, what will be the benefit? So this continues the analogy given by Narada Muni of the various items, such as the hole in the ground and the machine with razor edges and this woman who's the prostitute and the husband of the prostitute. And the one Purusha, one male. So we find here the previous verse described intelligence, and this verse describes the jiva, the atma, the person who is under the control of material intelligence. As I mentioned yesterday, generally intelligence is considered superior to the mind and the senses and the body. But the misfortune of material intelligence is that it is simply used in order to fulfill one's material desires. So, intelligence is used so that we can get our enjoyment in the material world. And according to the type of enjoyment, etc., the intelligence does various things. So the prostitute was the intelligence was compared to a prostitute who keeps changing her clothes to look attractive. So similarly, the intelligence takes on different modes and then decides different things, and then the person performs activities in this world. So, Prabhupada here has quoted this verse from chapter 3, Prakriti Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasaha. We think we are the doer, but in fact everything is carried out by Prakriti, material nature. So this, of course, is not absolutely true, because we know that later on Krishna mentions five factors in action. One is the Supreme Lord, which is the most important. Without that, we can't do anything. Another is the jiva, who actually is responsible to make decisions. And then we have the senses and the body, and the pranas, etc., which of course are made of prakriti, matter. So, action in the material world by the jiva is not simply matter doing something, because on its own it doesn't do anything. It's a combination of the Supreme Lord, the jiva, the senses, the mind, intelligence, pranas, etc. And if we don't have the jiva, then the Supreme Lord, then nothing happens. So they're actually the essential elements. However, because of the polluted intelligence of the living entity, which is made of prakriti, and the sense objects, different tongue mantras, etc., which are part of prakriti. That impetus to do activities by the jiva is instigated by prakriti itself in the form of the sense objects and the senses. So these are the mechanisms by which we begin, or the impetus by which we do activities. And then we use our senses to perform activities. And then we get some happiness or distress. So, necessarily for material enjoyment, matter is necessary. And if we don't have that also, then what can the jiva do? He will do no activities also. So, all things are necessary. Matter is necessary, jiva is necessary, and behind him the Supreme Lord. No action can take place without the permission of the Supreme Lord. However, the jiva gets the permission and from the Supreme Lord, and then he wants some enjoyment, and then he uses his intelligence and his mind and his senses and his body to do activities. So, the jiva, through the intelligence and mind and senses, becomes attracted to prakriti. So in this sense, prakriti is the cause of the activity, because it is the attraction of the, that attraction which impels the jiva to act. So in this sense, yes, prakriti is doing everything. But behind that we have the jiva. And it's the jiva who decides what to do or what not to do. If he decides wrongly, and he does a sinful activity, he's responsible. And he must suffer. If he does punya, pious activity, he will get some future enjoyment. So karma is decided because jiva is involved. Jiva is the responsible living entity, and he must bear the results of his actions and his decisions. So therefore action is not just prakriti, but it is jiva attracted to prakriti which produces action of the jiva. And behind that is his particular intelligence. So material intelligence will simply indicate to him how he can get his material enjoyment in this material world. When we start using scripture and use our intelligence, then we think, is this the proper thing to do or not? Or should I do some other activity? Maybe this enjoyment is not so good after all. So when we get scriptural knowledge, then, and the intelligence tells us something, and we obey that, and the senses don't act in a certain way and do something else, then that's no longer material intelligence acting. We got action according to spiritual intelligence. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about buddhi yoga. Buddhi means intelligence, the yoga of intelligence. So if we act according to scripture, we're using our intelligence properly. That's what this we say is buddhi yoga. Of course, higher than that is another buddhi. Yeah. That is the intelligence given by the Supreme Lord Himself. Vidhan buddhi yoga tamyena mamabhiyanti te. I give you the intelligence by which you come to me. That is also buddhi yoga. So the Lord gives that type of intelligence only to certain persons. That is to devotees, bhaktas, those who do bhakti yoga. So therefore, actually, buddhi yoga is also synonymous with bhakti yoga, because we get intelligence to do activities for the Supreme Lord. So one type of intelligence makes us do things in the material world to get certain material results. And this is causes bondage. What is the use of going on in the material world with these temporary actions which give temporary results? other intelligence is according to scripture in general, by which we avoid sinful activities and do punyas. And that gives us some relief from suffering in the material world and raises our consciousness. So that is not condemned. But the highest intelligence is to dedicate oneself to serve the Supreme Lord. That is real Buddha Yoga. If we do that, we really solve the problems of material existence. Now, how is that? Because we come under the influence of the Supreme Lord instead of influence of property. If we follow other processes like Jnana Yoga or Astanga Yoga, we start controlling the mind and the senses and cutting off relationship with prakriti and stopping the activities. But Krishna says that's a very difficult process to do for a person who has a body, because the body wants to do activities. And the result is simply that we stop activities and we stop karma. That's as far as we get. And the process of bhakti, on the other hand, does not stop activity, does not stop desire, does not stop intelligence or anything. It rather engages everything in serving the Supreme Lord. And we get the same results as Jnana and Yoga. We can stop karma, we can stop material bodies, we can stop ultimately all material activities. But more than that, we engage in spiritual activities, and that becomes eternal. So that is the difference between the other processes and bhakti yoga. So we end up with no material body, no material karma, no material suffering, plus spiritual body, spiritual activities. And what is the result? Not only no material suffering, but bliss. So, of course, the jiva inherently, we say, is Satchitananda, etc. Yes, he's eternal, he is conscious, and blissful in one sense. If we take away all the coverings, that is revealed in Brahman. We just remove all the intelligence, false ego, all these things, freedom from karma. Notice the jiva is liberated, he sits in the Brahman, he's eternal, he's conscious, there's some sort of bliss is there. What is that bliss, though? The bliss is the lack of suffering. That is the normal bliss, just taking away all the coverings on the jiva. So that is what we call liberation. So the real ananda is, the perfection of ananda of the jiva is through the process of bhakti, by which one achieves prema. But unless we do bhakti, that will not manifest in a jiva. We'll make it liberation, but no prema. So therefore one has to engage in bhakti. In this way, not only do we get relief from material suffering and we get absence of dukkha or suffering, but we get bliss, real bliss in the spiritual world. So that is the alternative to the process described here, where the jiva is stuck in the material world, following his intelligence to get some material desires fulfilled, consequently creating karma, and being pushed into another material body, and doing more activities, birth after birth.
Bhagavatam ki, Sarvesh Bhagavaraj ki, Zimayam Vesesi Bhaktivinoda Sampira Prabhupada ki, Jai Gopi Vrindavan.